Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What is up, mesdames et messieurs, my friends, amigos, paisans, etc.? How are you doing today?
Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Thank you for being a part of the day, part of what we do each and every day, regardless of the audience, regardless of the accolades, awards that should be bestowed upon us every day. Glad you guys are here. I've been thinking about a lot, and one of the things I've been thinking about is, imagine what Joe Biden's poll numbers really are. I mean, when you consider how the left tried to sell his poll numbers in 2020, you got to look back and laugh at that lunacy. And they did it for one reason and one reason only. They had to make us believe that Joe Biden had a shot against Donald Trump. Now, I don't need to rehash how bad Joe Biden was as a candidate and a campaigner. But when he was selected, the Department of Justice should have launched inquiries into electioneering immediately. I mean, I want you to think about every Democrat that was available, and in their infinite wisdom, the powers that be selected Joe Biden. Because here's what I can tell you, and I can tell you this is a fact. The majority of Democrats are not stupid enough to vote for a man with Joe Biden's track record. They'd rather cast their vote for an orangutan. Again, glad you guys are with me. I'm not here to beat up on anybody for any particular reason other than they deserve it. Sometimes you deserve a beating. You can admit it. There's been a time in your life where you say, yep, I had that one coming. I don't know whether it was your back-talking mama or meemaw or grandma or grandpa, but you had a butt-whooping coming, and somebody gave it to you. Well, welcome to the show. And I'm not here. I'm not. When I criticize people on this program, if Donald Trump were Joe Biden, I'd be criticizing Donald Trump, and he'd be getting his butt-whooping, his verbal butt-whooping, right now. Right now! Oh, my goodness. These days, you know what's funny? When you do a show, there are times when I can't describe this, but I'm going to try to help you figure this out. There are days I do the show, and in the last week or so, I felt like I was doing it from my great-grandfather's house. And I know that sounds weird. There are days when I do the show when I feel like I'm sitting in the lobby of a posh hotel. There are days I do the show when I feel like I'm in my office, in my studio. You know, no big deal. But these days, I don't know why, I'm feeling nostalgic. And I feel like, I'll be honest, I feel like the presence of my great-grandfather is with me. Papa. You guys will get to know Papa. Yeah, guy I respected the most in the world. I've met many, many spectacular men in the world. And I respect nobody more than I respect Papa. And the reason is, and I can only pray to God people have the esteem that I have, that they have that for me, that I have for him. And I'll tell you why. I watched my great-grandfather live an entire life in squalor. I mean, Pawpaw's house, I remember having this conversation with my older brother. And I was talking about the only house I knew Pawpaw had where you could see to the bottom of the, you could see the ground. There were holes, patches in the floor. You could see through the floorboard. And I was like, making a comment like, well, you remember Papa had that big potbelly stove with the, you know, heater in the living room. And you could see, and Larry goes, you mean the good house? I said, yeah, I can see through the bottom of the floor. Larry goes, you mean the good house? I'm like, the good house? He goes, you were too young. Y'all never stayed at the other house. I was like, I didn't even know they had another house. He goes, yeah. He said, in the other house, we slept on the floor. And he goes, I got worms so bad that, you know, he goes, but poor people didn't take you to the hospital. True story. My brother told me, he says, Papa, when they found out that I had worms, and they found out when he took a dump and they could see the worms, I'm just telling you, this is how people grow up. And he said, Papa took hot water and it made me drink hot water to kill the worms. Because they would take me to the hospital, but he got worms from sleeping on the floor. This is the kind of life. But here's my point. When Papa moved and Big Mama moved to the big house, I mean to the good house, it had holes in the floor. I can't even describe for you this house. It was a four-room house. It had their bedroom, a living room, a little ante room, a bathroom, and a kitchen. That was it. It was a little box house. And a porch that we went out on the back, man, and picked up. But anyway, my great-grandfather never put on airs. He always had his spit, you know, his tobacco with him. When he was on the outside, he just spit it out there. And when he was on the inside, you always had to watch out from where Papa put his spit cup. But this is a man that measured everybody by their character. That simple. You work, you know, and if you were a hard worker, he'd acknowledge it. If you weren't, he'd call you lazy. He didn't care. And I don't care whether it was white man, black man, Hispanic, you name it, Native American, because my great-grandmother was half Navajo. He treated everybody the same. There was no difference. What a man to be admired, boy. I wish everybody could know somebody like him. You probably do. But what a man. And, you know, I think anybody should aspire to, whether you're male or female, you should aspire to have people think of you in that vein. Boy, but the left, whew, they don't have any. The esteem they hold for each other is based on such superficial stuff. How much money you have, you know, the nice cars and all these other things. That is not the measure of a man. And if that's the lesson of Pawpaw, it is a fact. That is not the measure of a man. Joe Biden, who would pick him? I mean, I wouldn't take a million Joe Bidens for one of my great-grandfathers. Not one. But the left showed their desperation. And the elitists pretty much said, screw you, when they shoved that man in the faces of all of us Americans. And remember, folks, they knew the Biden family was on the take and Joe Biden was the big guy. What pair you have to possess to force that man on America? But today, the elites who run the country can't sell Joe Biden under any circumstances. And we'll pick up when we get back on
it. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left can't sell Joe Biden, folks. They couldn't sell him then. That's why they cheated him in. But they certainly can't sell him now. That's why I pray I'm wrong and that Joe Biden is the guy that they try to shoehorn back into the presidency in 2024. I pray that I'm wrong. I'm not, but I don't mind being wrong on some things. I'll admit it. I was so wrong. Joe Biden is the Democrats' nominee. And we get to rehash 2020, this time very differently. Are you ready? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You've heard me talk about things that we offer on the program. I've talked about RX help centers. If you've got chronic medications you take for chronic illnesses or whatever, you should take use their service. $60 a month. If you're paying $100, $200 a month for meds, for $60 a month, they will save you whatever that difference is. For the most part, I'd say 98% of people qualify. So I don't know if you're doing that, but that's where I would tell you to go. And it's on our website. You can go down and look at discounted meds, RX help centers, and it's us helping a fellow patriot. So if you're taking diabetes medication, anything for chronic illness, not just, you know, onesie twosie prescriptions. That's not what they're about. But if you, or if you know somebody, $60 a month. We use this because my father-in-law, may he rest in peace, had chronic illnesses, and he would take certain medications. And at one point, it was $200 a month. Then it went up to $700. $60 a month. And that was the difference. The other thing is, we've been talking about this, the Transact card. And thankfully, the ladies seem to be doing this more than the guys. But guys, step up. You can get an absolute discount at Home Depot, Best Buy, all the stores you shop at. Automatically, it's like having a coupon with you everywhere you go. And on top of that, they give you travel bennies, so you can stay places for free. I don't know of anything that's better, that you could do better. But go to our website, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Well, the phone number doesn't do you any good, does it? But go to the website and take a look at it. It's $25 a year, but I'm telling you, Melissa and I use it. You save $50-$100 a month with this card. Doing nothing. Hand it in. Boop. You don't even know the discount is there. You know, it's like you go to a store and, oh, yeah, you got a 1.2% discount back or whatever. It's free money. And you don't have to clip a bunch of coupons and all that stuff. Anyway, check it out. Talking about Joe Biden, unelectable. And I got asked this on a radio show. Kevin, what do you think would happen if Joe Biden were to win in 2024? And, my quick response was, there'd be hell to pay. And I sort of asked myself, what would I do in a situation like that? And I got to tell you, that was a soul-searching question. Because personally, I think if D.C. thinks they had an insurrection in 2020, if Biden were elected in 2024 over Donald Trump, we would be at war. Civil War 2.0. Legit. So the Democrats have two choices. They can either get rid of Biden or they can have a civil war. Now let me tell you why it will not happen, thankfully. It's because of our Second Amendment rights. If they got our guns, I could practically guarantee you Joe Biden would win a second term. It would be a non-starter. And here's what I say for you to think about your posterity, your children and your grandchildren, and maybe your great-grandchildren. If they get our guns, this discussion is over. They will put in whoever they want. They will do what they did in 2020. And if you think it was egregious in how they handled it, where they just said, yeah, we did it, prove it. They won't even, there will be no discussion. Any dissent will be met with prison or execution. Oh, Kevin, you're speaking in hyperbole. Yeah, that's what you would have said about, pardon me, many of the things that we've talked about today. If I had said to you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that we'd be locked down, put in our house, you would have said, Kevin, that's a conspiracy theory. What'd you do? Go all Alex Jones on us or what? I'd have been right there with you. If you had said that we could cheat a president out, a duly elected president out of his election in a coup like it happened in 2020, I would have said, you are losing your mind. You are woo-hoo, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Ask me today. Anyway, the elitists didn't get our guns, so they can't do what they'd like to do, which is execute most of us. But since Biden is out, let's examine why. And the answer is very simple. Joe Biden is less popular now than he was in 2020, and that is saying a ton. The man is not popular. Never was and never would be. And that family name is a stain on the history of this country. The Biden family name. And it's partially due to Joe, but it's also partially due to his son Hunter, his wife Jill, his brother Jim, his brother Frank. These people are crooked. And look, it's a stain enough to have Obama on our history. A guy who was wholly unqualified to be president and who has been canonized by many people. But ask yourself this. This was the golden child for the Democrats. Say Obama's name to Democrats today, and other than these white elitist enablers being too afraid to tell you the truth, he's not. Barack Obama appearing somewhere is no big deal. He's not rock star status. Tell me how he compares to Donald Trump coming somewhere or making a statement. Nobody cares about him. He's insignificant. This is a guy that in 2008 walked on political water. Where is he today? The Clintons have eclipsed Obama again in status. I know, hard to believe, but true. I want to get into real clear average, real clear politics, average polling for Joe Biden. Here's what they write. The national job approval rating sank into the 30s for the first time since July of 2022. Now, I want you to understand that what I just told you on the backdrop of I swear this is true. You can look it up. They said literally in an article my team researched today, Joe Biden closes the gap on Donald Trump's statistical tie for president. I swear to you. Now, I'm a math guy. Explain to me how Joe Biden could be dipping in the polls. He's lost in every statistical category for, I'm talking economy, border, you name it. There's every group, every special interest group, Joe Biden has lost ground. And yet, he's able to he's closed the gap. Now, these are the same people, by the way, that give you the poll that Nikki Haley, she's the only one who's going to be Biden by 100,000 points. I mean, it's crazy how as you look at these poll numbers, here's what I want you to be thinking about. I want you to think about the manipulation of you. Don't think about the number. Ask yourself, what are they trying to sell me in the manipulation? How are they trying to manipulate me with these numbers? We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. A significant storm moving up the coast with heavy rain and strong winds causing some flooding, downed trees and wires, and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. Senators set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Who's most dissatisfied with their jobs and ready to walk away? Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction as per a PayScale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. The Israel-Hamas conflict continuing in the Gaza Strip. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan holding discussions with Israeli officials today, marking a period of heightened tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And all the studies show, by the way, people get from point A to point B faster on a train than their car. They take the train. They take the train.
All the studies show it. I mean, don't you know? What is it, ignorant? All the studies show that the train is faster than the car. I mean, all the studies show that the bus is faster than the car. The subway is faster than the car. Everything is faster than that car you want that gives you your personal freedom. What are you trying to do? You people out there being all selfish in your cars when you could jump on the train or the bus or the subway or whatever else. Come on. Don't you know it's faster? I'll admit, in New York, taking the subway can be faster. You think it's intentional? You ever heard of 15-minute cities where they are intentionally slowing down traffic to force you into mass transit? Look, I'll admit, there are times when taking the subway is faster, when walking. I was in New York once, no lie. I was late for a meeting. I got in, I flew in, my plane was late. I get in a cab, I planned it so I'd arrive before, an hour or so before, maybe 2 hours before true rush hour. It's always rush hour in Manhattan. But I figured I'd get there a couple hours. I would be comfortable getting to my hotel, getting rested, unpacking, and then going to the event. Well, I got it. The plane arrived 2 hours late. And I was like, oh, man. So they get me through traffic. I'm in downtown Manhattan from the airport. And my hotel is probably half a mile away. And it's stop and go traffic. I mean, I'm watching bikers go past me, people walk past me. I mean, it's the cab, it looks like China, where, you know, it was unbelievable traffic. And it got to the point where I just told the guy, let me out here. Here's your money. Let me out. Go do what you need to do. I hoofed it. Ran to my hotel. I'll never forget it because, I mean, I was late. But I got there faster. I got there probably 30 to 45 minutes faster than I would have in the cab. I get it. I would have much rather taken the subway. It would have dropped me off at the nearest stop. I would have gotten out. Boo-boo. But I'm not a subway guy per se, even though I did Le Metro in Paris for months and have, you know, done it many times before when I've taken the family. It is. There are times it's convenient. But the majority of convenience is when I have my personal automobile. It's like this. How often do I rent a tux? Not that often. How often do I need one? So there's a time when it's convenient. I'll just go rent the tux. But most of the time, I'm going to do what? Wear a suit. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You've experienced similar things. But here's what I will tell you. I don't know you very well,
I'm talking about, I don't know who's listening right now, but here's what I do know. You want to be able to get in your car or your truck or your SUV or your ATV and choose the vehicle you want to do what you need to do. Let me ask you this. Can a Subway help you bring stuff from Home Depot? I mean, I don't think you want to be carrying paint cans and a bunch of other stuff like that. There are times, most of the time when you need your vehicle, it's because you need it to do what you want to do. You're not at the you cannot be at the mercy of mass transit. And I told you guys a story of me taking Ms. Verdell to the grocery store. She's up there waiting for the bus. I watched her leave her house. She walked up there. Melissa and I were getting ready to go somewhere. We get to the corner. I'm like, where are you going, Ms. Verdell? To the grocery store. I said, get in. We'll take you. No, baby. No, yeah, y'all. No, we'll take you. She was going to wait for that bus 30, 45 minutes, go to the grocery store, then wait again. Is that convenient? Of course not. Let me get back to this Biden polling. All the studies show, as Joe Biden likes to say, his Real Clear average polling, they said, has his fraudulency, as this guy wrote, at 39.9% average. Average disapproval sits at 56.6%. Hunter's dad is 16.7 points underwater. Biden's approval rating has never really recovered since his disastrous surrender in Afghanistan during the summer of 2021, when he left behind billions of dollars worth of American weaponry for the same Taliban behind the September 11 attacks. Between August of 2021 and August of 2022, his average rating slipped from 52 to 39%. From there, it rebounded a bit, but just a bit, never hitting 45%. Since April, the horrors of Bidenomics, illegal immigration, worldwide conflicts at home, the downward slide has returned, and what has been a reasonably healthy average approval rating of 44% is now back into the 30s. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask you this. Do you believe these numbers? I do not believe any numbers that I hear about Joe Biden in this. I just don't. The only thing these numbers tell you are trends. They tell you the trend that the left is finally saying we can put a target on the back of Joe Biden. They aren't giving you actual numbers. And I've already gone through it. Donald Trump is elevating every single day. And we'll get to that in a bit. I want to do a thing on Trump's triumphant return. You can't spell triumph without Trump. Trump is gaining. Biden is losing. Every issue that Joe Biden is losing on is something that Trump elevated himself on. Illegal immigration is an example. The economy is an example. Look, we've gone through this stuff almost ad nauseum. And I'll ask you, if this is where Joe Biden is today, if he's truly in the 30s, which I think he's always been in the 30s, where's he going to be when we get to impeachment? And here's a question that I'm asking everybody. And I ask this of the COVID people. What are you going to do when you finally figure out that you can't support this guy? We're going to do a whole segment on it because it's so worth it. What are they going to do? You've invested in this guy. You, Joe Biden, man. But see, here's the deal. This is the difference. It's not an investment in Joe Biden. It's a, I don't want Donald Trump. That's their problem. See, people invest in Trump. You can invest in conservatism. It's not going to let you down. It's like saying God's going to let me down. God ain't going to let you down. God may make you have some tough lessons, but he's never going to let you down. You can invest in your family. You can invest in your business. You can invest in yourself. Those are the things that, I'm not going to say it's easy, but that's a good investment. You get a good return on that. You cannot invest in leftism. There's no return on investment. It's going to suck you dry. So going back to this, it says it's also noteworthy to note that his average disapproval rating has been climbing from 52% in April to 56.6% today. And on the same date in his presidency where former President Donald Trump enjoyed an average approval rating of 43.9%, his disapproval rating was 53.5. Biden's is 16.7 points underwater. Trump was 9.6 points underwater. Now, as you think about, let's just use big numbers. So 17% versus 10%. So Biden is 7% more underwater than Trump was at this point of his presidency. But here's what I want you to remember. These polls don't matter. The trends matter. Donald Trump, I guarantee you, was not 7 points underwater or 10 points underwater. They needed him to be so they could do the coup. Joe Biden is 7 points under where they decided to give the coup against Donald Trump. That's what you should focus on. It said Trump is Biden led by 4 points. I don't know if the rest of this even matters because we're getting into minutia. But here's what I will tell you. They give you some swing state averages. They said on this same day during the 2020 campaign, Biden was leading Trump by an average of 7.5 points. But right now, Trump is up 2.4 points. So what they're saying is there's a 10-point swing. If Donald Trump were head-to-head against Biden in the polls at this point in the campaigns, there's a 10-point swing in Trump's favor. Here's what they also say. In the vital swing state of Michigan, Trump is up by an average of 4.1. In the swing state of Georgia never should be declared a swing state, but they do. He's up 5.4. Now, these are states that Biden illegally won in 2020. And Trump is now up in those states. In other words, what these polls are telling you is what I've been saying for some time. You can't cheat Biden in this time. Yeah, how are you going to do it? And the biggest issue is this. As much as we don't want him, the left doesn't want him either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Something hit me the other day, and it has to do with giving, because we're in a season where we start to give back. And let's face it, if you're listening to this program, you're above terra firma. You know, you're on this side of the earth and not buried. Life's good. I mean, we've got our issues, but few complaints. And most of it, the reason for the few complaints is you understand that life is fleeting. It's promised to no one. And whatever issues and ailments and whatever you may be facing, you know there's a loving, living God that cares about you. and has you here for a reason. And when your time comes, it's over, and that'll be that. But while you're here, you're fortunate. You've got friends, you've got family, you've got acquaintances that you can speak to, people that you visit. You've got a life of sorts. And it's different than anybody else's. It's unique to you, but it's your life, and it's a good life. And if you're smart, you're planning ahead. Not because you don't, you know, I mean, God chuckles at you when you make plans, but God wants you to plan a vacation or plan to see your friends or do whatever. He wants you to be thinking ahead. One of my friends who was in his 80s, Foster, he told me, he says, "Kevin, you know what keeps me young?" I said, "What?" He says, "I'm always planning something." He goes, "I don't know when God's going to take me, but I'm going to plan because I'm going to act as if I'm going to be there." And he did. He finally passed away. But let me tell you, what a vibrant life he led. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You guys have heard me tell you this. I'll say it again. Most difficult financial year in my life. But you want to know what came from it? A lot of amazing people stepped up. And you helped. And you know what? You helped in ways that I would go, wow, how could you help me so much? And other people might look at the help that those people gave me and say, "Well, that was nice that they helped you, but it wasn't as much as you think, Kev." Let me put it in perspective. We helped a friend that needed help to get a kidney, and we got a donor to give $360,000 for his surgery. Now, many of my friends said, "Well, Kevin, man, you got a donor that's giving that kind of coin, man. He needs to help you and all this." And I can tell you, my donor has not donated that much to me. But when I called him to help this guy, it was to help save his life. I didn't even think about what it would mean to get that money from my organization. Are you kidding me? I wanted to help save this guy's life. When I was with one of my friends, and she was not talking, she would keep her hand over her mouth. And I could tell that there was something wrong with her teeth. Well, she'd had cancer. Chemotherapy ruined her teeth. They were gray. I'd seen they were gray before, but they had rotted out of her head. And she was embarrassed. I made a phone call to Lynn Fries. Lynn had a charity that Foster did to help people get their dental work done because Foster knew a person who had a beautiful smile. That was the first thing you greet people with in life. You want to be able to smile. They gave her $15,000 for her teeth. She's a different person. Could I have done it? No. Could I have given this guy $360,000? No, I couldn't have given $15,000 for this other thing. I couldn't have had these kids go to Hillsdale for the summer if it hadn't been for people donating. Now, we gave the money. You know, we didn't take any money. I don't take any salary. So, in effect, I was giving something, but because I don't take, neither me or Charles take any money out of Seeking Educational Excellence. We're one of the only nonprofits where the two principals, the founder and chairman of the board and the CEO, don't take any money. But here's what I wanted to say to you. It's all relative. I have a friend, and I introduced him. We were literally walking together. He had a conversation with the guy, and a black pastor. The pastor called me about 6 months later and says, "Hey, Kev, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, Pastor so-and-so." He says, "By the way," he goes, "I wanted to tell you." He goes, "You remember when we stopped and had that conversation and you introduced me to your friend and he asked me for my card?" I said, "Yeah." He said he sent me $50,000. I went, "Are you serious? Well, congratulations. Praise God." I talk about my friend Albert. Out of the blue, Albert had a windfall. He sent us an amazing amount of money. I thought Albert was a very wealthy guy. He's not. He just did it. He said God told him to do it. We've had people step up. But here's my point. Whether a person donates $20 or they donate $20,000, here's what I've learned. I've learned it's all relative. My son Collier, and I wanted him to learn about giving. And I wanted him to understand that no matter what struggles we're going through, we are blessed. And there are people out there who need it more than we do. So we decided we would go I went and got money out of the bank. This is when I actually had a little more money. And I took it out of the bank. And I said, "We're going to go down to the Salvation Army thrift store. And whoever comes in, we're going to buy whatever they want. But we're not going to tell them. They'll get to the checkout stand. We'll buy it. You just film it." And I said, it was around the Christmas time. And I think Carter was probably 12, maybe 11. And he was the guy having the video camera. I said, you just film it. I want you to see the reaction. And so, people would come up and I'd say, hey, excuse me, would you mind if we pay for that for you? And they were looking at me like, what? I said, I would like to gift you with us paying for that for you just as a thank you. What's your name? And I get their name. And I'd say, Bob, is that okay? Well, yeah. And the checkout girl would go, yeah, they really are doing it. And we're talking 15, 20 bucks. So anyway, this black lady comes up. She's got $7 and change worth of stuff. It's important to her. She's gone through this entire thrift store. I'll tell you where it was. It's in almost downtown St. Louis, and it's in a big old industrial building that, is one of those that would have been a teardown, but Salvation Army got the city to leave it up, and it's right almost under a bridge as you're entering downtown. It's difficult to get to. Anyway, this lady comes up. She's got $7 and something, like 13 cents worth of stuff. And Collier's filming her. And I said, ma'am, what's your name? And she says, whatever, Martha. I said, Martha, would it be okay if we picked up, and at the time we were doing it through Tea Party Community. I said, if Tea Party Community picks up your purchase today. And she was like, what? And I said, yes, ma'am, we'd like to pay. And the checkout girl goes, yeah, she's nodding her head like, yeah, they're going to pay for it. And the lady goes, well, sure. So I give 10 bucks. They give me back my change. And the lady steps to the side. It's difficult for me to even tell this story. Anyway, she steps to the side. And she starts crying. And I'm consoling her. And you know what she says? She says, I knew God was going to do something special for me today. And I'm thinking to myself, this is less than 10 bucks. She's talking about God doing something special in her life for $10. When you wonder, do you make a difference? I want you to know it isn't about what you think it is. It's about what it does. What is the impact on the person? You got to love the give. You got to love it. It's got to be something inside of you that says, I don't know what the impact's going to be. I've told this story a couple of times. When we were first getting started with a lady, we were doing a fundraiser. I think it was for a homeless vet who was dumpster diving. And we were getting $5, $10, $20 donations, maybe at the most $50. And I don't know what we raised, probably a couple $1,000s for the guy. But anyway, we got two donations of $2,000, $2,000, back to back. And all of our donations were $10, $20, bucks, whatever. And so immediately I sent an email to the lady that sent it. And I said, ma'am, big problem here. I said, thank you for supporting us. We're giving this money to this veteran, but a couple things happened. One, it was a double strike. I said, you paid twice. But secondly, I think you might have meant to pay $20 and not $2,000. So that this doesn't impact your bank account, will you please give me a call? Put my number in the email, etc. She calls me back, and she says, hey, Kevin, it's, whatever her name was. And she said, she goes, yeah, I wondered if I'd hit that button twice. She goes, I thought I did. And I said, yeah, you definitely did. And I said, well, listen, what do you want to do? I said, because, it was $2,000, and you're probably wanting to do $20. And there was a pause, and she said, no. She goes, I was giving you $2,000. And I was like, wow. I mean, this is early on. And then she says, you know what? Just keep them both. I'm just telling you, it's all relative. You don't know what you're going to do. Do you know what the impact was at that time? It was huge. We've had a rough year. But let me tell you, we're still going to give in our own small ways. We're going to try to impact people because you don't know if that $7.13 is going to change somebody's life.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now it's something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.